On behalf of the AICPA Information Management and Technology Assurance Division, this is Chris Chudik, and I'm here to talk about small business technology. In my firm, Traphagen & Traphagen CPAs, I am the partner in charge of our in-house technology, plus responsible for consulting, implementing, and training our small business clients on what technology they should be taking advantage of in their business. To start, let's talk about the cloud. Even though the cloud isn't a new cutting-edge technology, it has gained momentum with small business. The cloud, along with data security, is the most talked about and biggest concerns facing small business in terms of technology. First, let's discuss the benefits of a company moving into the cloud. One of the benefits of the cloud is that it reduces on-site technology. Look around your office at all your printers, computers, hard drives, networks, and monitors. The cloud could be a more cost-effective way when compared to buying and maintaining physical hardware. Automated and constant updates will free up your time to be able to focus on other business areas. Another benefit of the cloud is backups and disaster recovery. A big expense and internal resource is backing up company files and developing a disaster recovery plan. Now, companies should look to the cloud for backing up data, data archiving, and disaster recovery. Cloud technology ensures data is always backed up and can be restored. There are drawbacks, however, to the cloud. One, as volume grows, bandwidth can become an issue and can force a company to implement a larger internet connection. Further, a loss of internet connection or website repairs can be a drawback for cloud computing. I was at a client recently, and the online software that the client uses was doing website repairs, which had me on hold for hours. If your internet goes down, there can be no connection to the cloud software. We strongly recommend having multiple carriers, example, Verizon and Cablevision. This way, if one goes offline, the other provider can automatically kick in and your internet connection will not be lost and you still have access to your cloud application. The last and most concerning drawback to the cloud is cyber attacks and data security. Cyber attacks are wreaking havoc on all sizes of business, large, mid, and small. In 2015 alone, Blue Cross Blue Shield was breached, along with other big companies such as T-Mobile and even the U.S. government. But what's surprising is that unlike the above list I just mentioned, 71% of cyber breaches target small businesses. Attackers are taking hold of systems and data, making them inaccessible until the victim pays a ransom. If the ransom is not paid, the attacker could delete the data or even worse, sell it to the public. Many small businesses feel overwhelmed by the cloud and the possibility of being attacked or having their files held for ransom. So the question is, what can small businesses do to protect themselves? One, they need to have a strong firewall. Two, companies need a good antivirus on all of their systems. Three, implementing anti-malware software as well as intrusion detection and prevention systems. Four, a small business should have a written technology policy and procedure form informing the whole company what is and what is not allowed, such as changing passwords every 30 days. The password should be at least 8 characters long, with upper and lowercase letters, at least one number, and at least one special sign. The procedures and policies should also explain what websites are allowed and not allowed to be visited while using company devices and when on the company network. Locking computers and laptops is a must when not at that computer and laptop. Further, not allowing staff to connect to an unsecured Wi-Fi should be written in this policy and procedure. encrypting all emails with any information that has ID numbers or bank account information on it is a must. Remember, password protecting is not the same as encrypting. Encryption is much more secure. And finally, remote access through a secured encryption line should be used anytime connecting from outside the office. These are some of the items that should be on a company's technology policies and procedures list. In order to limit exposure to cyber attacks, small businesses should have internal seminars and training of their staff. They should go over the technology policies and procedures, review what phishing emails look like, etc. The next small business technology that companies should review is being mobile, mobility. Being mobile gives the flexibility and freedom to be able to securely manage work-related tasks from anywhere. As millennials come into the workplace, there is a strong demand to be able to run business applications through a smartphone and other devices outside the office. I know for me, being mobile is crucial. This allows me to leave work, be able to coach my kids' games, and then still be able to respond to client emails, be in contact with my staff, and work from home. The next item I would like to discuss is social media and marketing for small businesses. For small businesses, having a Facebook page, being on LinkedIn, and having a company website is becoming the norm in business. This helps keep clients aware of all organizations you are with, awards won, and goodwill with existing clients. Paying for Google Ads and Facebook Ads also can help lead to new business leads. Blogs on topics you are knowledgeable in, as well as pushing advertising through social media, is a great way to get small businesses in the public eye, especially for younger clientele who use social media when searching for a vendor. Further, there is automation software that removes the need for small businesses to do this in-house and allows companies to avoid fees associated with using a dedicated marketing agency as well. For an example, you are able to publish one post to multiple social media platforms at once. Now let's discuss CRM. For those of you not familiar with this call sign, CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management. Client relationships is one of the most crucial elements to the success of all businesses. CRM software helps businesses to streamline customer relationships and information by offering a single location for all customer data to be stored, which updates information about each client and the interaction with these clients. Data collected from these systems, such as client demographics, response rates, ordering volume, etc., should be downloaded into a marketing software to improve the company's marketing strategies. Another great technology for small businesses is accepting new payment methods. Let's face it, smartphones have changed the way we live our lives, but now they are also allowing businesses to accept and make payments. Through Apple Pay, PayPal, etc., the smartphone allows for paying for purchases, even restaurant tabs, with a phone app. Small businesses should offer their clients the ability to use their smartphones to make purchases and payment through technology. This also limits the chances of credit card fraud. The last technology I would discuss are the analytic tools for BI. BI stands for business intelligence. This is software that leverages multiple metrics across a range of business processes to provide real-time access to analytics that make informed business decisions. Many large companies use business intelligence to improve many different areas of their business. Small business companies are now doing the same with software that is affordable and provides information that can lead to higher sales and better margins. Technology is always changing, and if small businesses want to stay on the cutting edge, attract and retain good staff, and be able to provide their clients with the best services, implementing some of these items we discussed will help get these goals. On behalf of the AICPA Information Management and Technology Assurance Division, this has been Chris Chudik, and I just presented on small business technology. To access more information and resources on small business technology and related information technology and technology assurance, visit aicpa.org/imta/resources. I also highly encourage IMTA section members and CITP credential holders to view your biweekly electronic IMTA news to keep up with the latest news, resources, advocacy, and events. Visit aicpa.org/IMTA/news for the latest edition.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.